This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. States and businesses scrambled Wednesday to change course after the federal government issued new guidance calling for the return of mask wearing in virus hotspots amid a dramatic spike in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations nationwide. The White House Office of Management and Budget told federal agencies they must mandate masks indoors in federal buildings for all employees and visitors, regardless of vaccination status in areas of substantial or high COVID-19 transmission. Karine Jean-Pierre is the White House Deputy Press Secretary.
The science is the North Star. We have to listen to public health experts. And right now, again, we're trying to make sure that we're saving lives. But again, we need to make sure that people who are not vaccinated get vaccinated.
In an email sent to all federal agencies late Tuesday, OMB's Deputy Director for Management, Jason Miller, said that includes the Washington, D.C. area. In a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Suluhu Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government under former President John Magufuli had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to his deputy, Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sydney, Australia has extended its COVID-19 lockdown for another 4 weeks after a stay-at-home order failed to slow infections. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian warned of tougher policing to stamp out non-compliance and added that police would boost enforcement of wide-ranging social distancing rules. The extension turns what was initially intended to be a snap lockdown into one of the country's longest since the start of the pandemic and may spark the second recession in 2 years, according to economists.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that COVAX is expecting to receive 250 million donated COVID-19 vaccine doses over the next 6 to 8 weeks. The influx of doses is a major boost for the program, which aims to ensure poorer countries can access shots. Under COVAX, the 92 poorest countries can access vaccines for free, with donors covering the cost. So far, it has delivered 152 million vaccine doses to 137 participating territories. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Afghanistan could become a pariah state if the Taliban continued its tactics of committing atrocities and taking over the country by force. Blinken made the statement during a joint press briefing with Indian External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar in New Delhi during his visit to India. Blinken said peace negotiations over Afghanistan's future have to gather pace.
There has to be a peaceful resolution which requires Taliban and the Afghan government to come to the table.
Blinken's India visit comes just 2 days after his number two diplomat, Wendy Sherman, was in China. U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky has won her first gold medal of the Tokyo Games. AP's John Leatherby has more.
Ledecky won the women's 1500-meter freestyle, an event making its Olympic debut, holding off teammate Erica Sullivan, who took silver.
The times might not be my best times, but I'm still really, really happy to have a gold medal around my neck right now.
USA Gymnastics announcing Wednesday Simone Biles will not take part in the all-round competition Thursday. That's in order to focus on her mental well-being. The organization says it will monitor Biles on a daily basis to determine if she'll take part in individual events next week. USA men's basketball improving to 1-1 after a 120-66 drubbing of Iran. Damian Lillard led all scorers with 21 points. I'm John Leatherby.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.